And so, with the cup held high, Meath leave Croke Park, All-Ireland football champions for 1949.
Oh, beautiful Meath, you got all that I need.
Dempsey hits Darren Fay. Anthony Finnerty comes in and gives him a touch of the elbow. Colm Coyle hitting Finnerty. This is Colm's first punt. Finnerty, delayed reaction, looks around, sees Martin O'Connell coming in and thinks that the best action is to go down.
What a set of matches we've had. Four terrific and memorable games. Final score, Meath 2-10, Dublin 15.
So Joe McDonagh, GAA president, presents Sam Maguire to Graham Geraghty and Meath are the football champions.
Hello, listeners. You're very welcome to another edition of the We Are Meath podcast with David Rissman and Mickey Brennan. Davey, weather playing havoc with fixtures all weekend. You know, we were hoping for a bit of an Indian summer. It didn't happen this year. It happened last week with the men's semi-finals that it played havoc with the games themselves and the conditions that the games were played in. But for the ladies' Keepack Championship, load of games had to be postponed on the weekend due to the weather conditions on Friday and Saturday. Absolutely horrendous once again. And, you know, we're just going to have to move all these championships back to the height of summer, I think.
Yeah, or January, where it's lovely.
Exact that again.
I'm telling you, you're still in the frame of mind where January is a bad month.
You got one good January. You got one good January, which was last year.
It fits my argument.
Never. Yeah, it does.
You just wait for the regional championship in a few weeks and then we'll talk about the weather.
I would love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Look, it's been horrendous, to be honest, the last couple of weekends. And when you think about it, the irony is Friday was unbelievable. It was nearly 20 degrees on Friday with the sun splitting the stones, and Saturday was a complete washout, which is a real shame, you know, and a lot of games got shelved. Fortunately, there were a number of them played too. Obviously, the hurling wasn't affected because all of the games were essentially in Park Tolton, so the pitch held up. But the club grounds around the county are probably feeling the strain at the moment on the back of a long, hard year and the weather the way it is at the moment. So let's hope we can get away the next couple of weeks, and that should hopefully see us out for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Davey, we're going to get straight into it. You mentioned the hurling. No games postponed in that, and you have all the results there for us now.
Yeah, semi-final weekend, starting in the Ted Murtha Clothing and Footwear Senior Hurling Championship semi-final stage. The game of the weekend was undoubtedly on Saturday evening in Park Tolton, where Ratoath recorded a terrific victory over Trim. Ratoath 2-17, Trim a goal and 19, a one-point win for Mickey Cole's men. What a victory for them, dethroning the reigning and defending champions from 2022. So an unbelievable result for Ratoath. Their first championship in hurling is still on the cards, and double, I should say, because of course they are in the final of the football, which I know you're going to come on to. So brilliant result for them. Padraig O'Hanrahan with the winner late on in that one. In the other semi-final, it was a little bit more straightforward for Kildare on Sunday against Kiltale. They ran out 3-18 to 2-6 winners. A goal and 9 for Nicky Potterton in that game. 1-6 of it coming from playing a superb display. Kildare far too strong for Kiltale and taking their place in the final alongside Ratoath. In the Intermediate Hurling Championship, first semi-final up was on Saturday, and it was between Navan-O-Matinees and Dunham-Rashburn. It finished Navan-O-Matinees 2-15, Dunham-Rashburn 2-10. So a 5-point victory for Navan-O-Matinees, putting an end to a fairy tale year for Dunham-Rashburn in the hurling, and O'Matinees back in the final of the Intermediate Decider, where they will play Kildare. Surprise, surprise. Kildare beaten Kilscare Moyle by 6 points, 2-15 to 2-9. Unbelievable weekend for Kildare. Still more to come from them.
Yeah.
We're not quite sure what it means yet, Mickey, because all things being equal, you would think that's Navan O'Matinees up to senior. But I think that needs to be clarified because there is rules and grey areas around these rules, as there is with most rules, as we know, at this stage, in that Kildare could still potentially go up if they win the final and maybe play alongside their senior team in senior next year. It's happened in another county and each county differs. That needs to be clarified. The likelihood is Navan O'Matinees will go up despite what might happen. And they're definitely in the Leinster Championship regardless of what happens in the final, but they'll want to win it nonetheless. Anyway, that's the intermediate sorted, and moving on into the Junior Hurling Championship, K Windows and Doors Junior Hurling Championship final that took place on Sunday afternoon, and it was a clean sweep for Kildare, 3-3 for the weekend for them. 2-15 to 2-11, they beat St Pat's in a repeat of the Junior 2 final from last year. 3 out of 3 for Kildare. I won't say certainties for Club of the Year, because I'm sure Rathoath probably have maybe something in mind about that.
Yeah.
But they're strong favourites even at this stage. Like, obviously, still one final in the one championship in the bag, two more potentially to come as well. Unreal stuff from them. And like their intermediate side, they're unsure if they're going to be playing their, if the junior team is going to be playing their training intermediate next year. So that all needs to be sorted for another day. But what a weekend for the village, and I think absolutely incredible, really.
Yeah, incredible stuff from Kildare. Davey, I saw a stat that Ferg Lynch put up, that Kildare have 3 teams. They entered 8 competitions this year and got to all 8 finals with the 3 teams. That's just remarkable stuff.
Yeah, I was talking to Alan McCormick. I covered Kildare a couple of times in the group stages of the senior. And I was talking to Alan McCormick, who was actually involved with the junior team on Sunday. And I was just asking him, this is earlier in the season, how many fellas they had training, you know, on any given night. And he was saying there could be anything up to 40 lads training between the 3 teams. They train together. And he says it's great in one way, but in another way, there's 10 lads that need to sit on the sideline when they're playing an in-house game, which is just, it's kind of laughable, to be honest with you, but a testament to the work that's gone on there and the success that's been reaped as a result. Oh, fantastic.
They didn't enter a team in the junior too, did they?
I don't think so, but they might have to next year. Give someone else a chance, come on.
Yeah, give someone else a chance. Incredible stuff, but sets up 2 mouthwatering finals, Rathoath and Kildare in the senior, and Navan and Matney's against Kildare seconds in the intermediate. So really looking forward to them. It's going to be 2 class finals, and brilliant to see so much on the line for all 4 teams or 3 clubs that are involved in those 2 finals. Brilliant stuff. Davey, we'll move on now to the LGFA Keepack Championship results from the weekend. And there's a lot going on, a lot of semi-finals and a lot of relegation playoffs. So we're going to start down in the Keepack Junior F and work our way up. So the first of the games didn't go ahead in Junior F. Slain versus Eastern Gales was postponed due to the weather, and that's to be played now on the 8th, which is next Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. And in the Keepack Junior F, D Rangers against Dunsany, it was forfeited by Dunsany. So D Rangers will be into the final, and they'll play either Slane or Eastern Gales. In the Junior E Championship relegation playoff, it was St Pat's 4-5, St Dalton's B team 3-3. So that means that St Dalton's B team will go down to the Junior F. And then in the semi-finals from the Junior E, it was Longwood 4-11, Oldcastle's B team 3-6, Longwood through in that one. And then Clonagale 1-5, Carnaross 5-8. So Longwood and Carnaross Junior E final.
Moving on to the Junior D, starting with the relegation playoff. Bolivar had a good win against Rathoath's second string. It finished Bolivar 5-5 to Rathoath's 1-9. In the semi-finals proper of the Junior D Championship, Dunamore Ashburn's second team had a narrow victory over Dundry's first team. Dunamore Ashburn's B team winning out 1-8. That's 11 points to Dundry's 2-4. That's 10 points. And in the other semi-final, it was Summerhill's second string who ran out 5-point winners against Rakenny, 1-9 to Rakenny's 7 points. Into the Junior C Championship then, relegation playoff, Simonstown and St Columbkill's B teams went head-to-head. It was a really low-scoring affair. It finished Simonstown's B team 5 points, St Columbkill's B team 4 points.
That could be a senior championship semi-final scoreline, Davey, so it could. In the men's.
I just hope it won't be the final score. Anyway, moving on into the semi-finals proper, Drumbara and St Mary's, both first teams incidentally here, and it was Drumbara's first team who ran out 3-point winners, low scoring as well, 1-5. They took their place in the final, and they'll be joined there by Centralstown's second team, who had a 2-6 to 8 points victory over Nafina.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
Okay, moving on to the Junior B Championship relegation playoff. It was Dalkeith Bellaston against Wolf Tones. Well, this one has been postponed as well due to the weather and it hasn't been rescheduled just yet. In the semi-finals from the Junior B, Gaelcullen Kill were playing Kilbride and Kilbride got the victory here, 2-14 to Gaelcullen Kill's 2-9. And they will await the winners of Trim and Navan O'Matney's because that Navan O'Matney's B team, because that game was rescheduled, is to be rescheduled as well. In the Junior A Championship relegation playoff, it was Dunsany 5 points, St. Peter's Dunboyne 3-5. That was St. Peter's Dunboyne's second team in Dunsany. They will ply their trade at Junior B next year. And then in the semi-finals proper, St. Pat's and Minalvi played out a brilliant game there. 2-5 to St. Pat's, 1-9 to Minalvi, a one-point victory for Minalvi. They booked their spot in the Junior A final. And they'll play against Waterstown, who got the better of Clonmacnoise, 3-8 to Clonmacnoise's 12 points.
Yeah, and 5 points, I think, in a row from Minalvi at the end of that game, winning it out. Louise Dunhue with the winning free deep into stoppage time, and they'll meet their old rivals, Waterstown. Should be a great final, that one, Mickey. Alton's and Boardsmill obviously taking place tonight, just before we're, or just after we're recording in Cartown, to decide who stays up in junior, in intermediate, sorry.
Intermediate,
for 2023. Anyway, moving on into the intermediate championship in the semi-finals, Nafina had a great win against St. Michael's. It finished Nafina 1-12, St. Michael's 1-7. And unfortunately, D-Rangers and St. Colum Kills didn't go ahead due to the weather, and that's going to be played tomorrow night, Tuesday, instead to decide who progresses to play Nafina.
And in the Keepback Senior Championship relegation playoff, Simonstown weren't able to make it, 2 wins from 2. Of course, their Junior C's stayed up in their relegation final. Well, Simonstown lost this relegation final and will be intermediate next year. Dunamore Ashburn 3-6, Simonstown 1-7. And then straight through to the Keepback Senior Championship semi-finals that were played. Shocklin and Royal Gales, 4-12 to Screens, 1-9. A brilliant victory there for Dunshocklin and Royal Gales. In the Centerstown and St. Peter's Dunboyne game, it was postponed due to the weather as well, and that's to be played this Wednesday evening, if I'm not mistaken. Tuesday evening. Due to that postponement. So Untangling Royal Gales, or Dunshocklin Royal Gales, as we like to call them, are awaiting the winners of Centerstown against St. Peter's Dunboyne. I think there might have been a bit of predictive text when that email was going out, Davey.
Well, Mickey, I seen a few of them in the piano bar Saturday night. They were fairly mangled, if that's anything to do with it.
They probably need a bit of untangling, didn't they?
Unmangling them.
But brilliant from them. Back through Screen, brilliant year for them. Just, you know, at the end of the day, they came up against a really, really good Dunshocklin Royal Gales side. And as we said, it'll either be Centerstown or St. Peter's Dunboyne that will join them in the final. So, Davey, we're going to move on now and we're going to have a look at the coming weekend, the fixtures coming up. Of course, it is going to be Championship final weekend and we will have plenty of previews going out this week on our Loyal Royals podcast. It's Patreon.com/ We Are Mead. We'll have a senior preview, an intermediate preview, junior A preview and junior B previews. And we will, of course, have loads of interviews. And as we go down through these fixtures, we might just give out those interviews so that everybody knows what's coming on the Loyal Royals. We're going to start down the bottom. We're going to start with the Coolright Junior B final, Davey. It's going to be between Slane and Mynalty. This is a really tasty final, I suppose. When we look at all of the championships, it's fair to say, I think, that we've got the best teams in the finals from each of the championships this year.
Yeah. I think by and large, probably I would have to agree. Certainly in the Junior B stakes, we have, you know, Slane and Mynalty. I think everybody can conceive that they've been the best two teams, not just in Championship 2023, but right throughout, really, from start to finish. And I think their silverware and their consistency reflects that. So it should be a great start to the weekend at lunchtime or at noon on Saturday.
Yeah, it will take place at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Davey, I suppose we might as well give out our predictions here and now because we previewed the games over on our Loyal Royals podcast, but we'll give out our predictions here on the We Are Mead podcast. So Slane or Mynalty for you, Davey?
I'll go Slane, yeah.
Oh, I thought you would. I'm going to say a Mynalty win here. I had them from the start of the year, so it'd be only right to stick with my prediction. When we are doing that full preview, we will have interviews from Derek O'Brien and Paul Lynch from Mynalty. And we have Des Teeling, Darren Beryl and Matthew Tully from Slane. So do head on over to our Loyal Royals from that one. We'll move up to the Ballarie Spar Junior Championship. And we're going to start with the relegation, Davey. And nice, tasty one here for the Bohemian Parish. And I suppose as well for Cortown, this game is going to be played at 8 o'clock on Friday night in Cortown, and it's between two teams you know very well, Kilmainham and St Dalton's. And you know, it's one of these teams are going to be joining Cortown in the Junior B Championship next year, Davey.
Yeah, we'll be down scouting to see who it is, Mickey, doing a little bit of research early. But genuinely, right, and this isn't from any other way, but I can't wait for this game. I think this, for me, this is the most I'm looking forward to a game next weekend, because I think in terms of the style of play from both teams, they're just going to go at it. And I think it'll be a great spectacle on a fantastic pitch in Cortown as well. There'll be a bumper crowd at it too. It's a standalone fixture, I think, next Friday night. There might be one other game joining further up, but it's going to attract a big local crowd and very little to choose between the sides. We've talked about the dynamic with Keane Rennicks managing Kilmainham, being a St Dalton's man and St Dalton's legend at that. Kilmainham have relegated Dalton's before in Cortown. I think they'd love to repeat the trick, but this will be a really, really tough game to call.
Yeah, you're avoiding the question, Davey. Are you putting your money on Kilmainham?
You've already done it for me.
I've already written your name in, but
I don't need to say anything more about it.
I want the listeners to hear what you're saying. I'm going to say a St Dalton's win here, Davey, against a fairly depleted Kilmainham side over the last couple of months. It's a fairly depleted St Dalton's side. I think this is a coin toss, really.
Yeah, well, just to paraphrase something that you always say, just to go against you, Mickey, I'll go for Kilmainham. That's always what you say.
That is your only reasoning for that. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. We both differ on that game as well. We're going to move up now to the Junior Football Championship final that will be taking place on Saturday in Park Colchin at 2 p.m. It's Clonmacnoise against Kilbride. Over on the Loyal Royal Service, we will have interviews from Niall McLaughlin and Paul Chute from Clonmacnoise, Leo Turley and Ronan O'Leary from Kilbride when we're previewing that game. Davey, again, you know, you can't argue with these two teams. They have gone really well in the Junior Championship. It's a hard final to call. You've got the experienced Clonmacnoise side coming up against the young guns of Kilbride, who have a wealth of talent. And again, I picked Clonmacnoise from the start of the year, so I'm going to have to stick with Clonmacnoise on my prediction.
Yeah, and I picked Kilbride from the start, I think, didn't I, with Jelly? So I'll stick with them too. I think it's a great final. I don't think you would have thought, even when you were watching that first round game back at the start of August, that this would be the final. But testament to the campaigns that both sides have had and the different fortunes in that, Clannagale started so well and then went off the boil. Kilbride started awfully and ended up coming really strong towards the latter stages. So it's a really intriguing final. You're right, there's a clash of styles, dynamics at play and everything like that. But I think it'll be an excellent game of football and a huge prize at stake for the winner.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a massive prize at stake, a chance to go up to intermediate football championship. And I suppose Clonmacnoise, having been there recently, will want to get back up. And Kilbride, looking for their first ever junior championship title, if I'm not mistaken. So lots on the...
first since 1960.
Oh, sorry, yes. First since 1960. So, yeah, of course, there were a powerhouse of Mead football back then, so they were and had plenty of Mead footballers on the team. So, yeah, Kilbride looking to get back up there since 1960. Moving on then to the Mead Farm Group Intermediate Football Championship relegation final that will take place at 11:15 on Sunday morning. Don't know where they'll be getting these early morning throw-ins from, but it is going to be Dundry against Longwood. It's going to be in Boards Mill. Davey, I struggle to see where Dundry are going to come up with the goods here. I think they're going to be plying their trade at junior level next year. It's been an absolute disastrous year for them to go from the semi-final of the Intermediate Championship last year to now being in a relegation final. I don't see them arresting that slide.
I have to agree with you. I'm very disappointed, and obviously they're a team that we admired greatly on the run. If anything, maybe overachieved a little bit last year. I don't know if they're paying the price for that this year, but they've been on such a poor run. No wins in the championship this year, some heavy beatings along the way. It'd be hard to go against Longwood, and their track record at this stage of the competition speaks for itself, really. So I have to go for Longwood as well.
Yeah, both of us giving Longwood the nod of approval there. And again, it's a very tight one to call, but I just don't see any line of form from Dundry. At least Longwood have had a little bit of form and have put together some good results or some good performances. But Dundry have just struggled. So both of us saying that Longwood will get the victory there, and Dundry can pin that one up in the dressing room. Then on to the Mead Farm Group Intermediate Football Final. What a final we have in store. Dalík Beilstein, last year's beaten finalists against Rakenny, who were beaten in the quarter-final last year by Dunshaughlin. It's on Saturday at 4 o'clock. An unbelievable final coming your way on Saturday. Christy Mead and Keith Curtis stopped with Davey to do interviews, and Robin Clark from Dalík Beilstein on our preview podcast. So go over and have a listen to that one. But Davey, looking at it again, I picked Rakenny from the start. I'm sticking with Rakenny, and I have absolutely no problem with you going with Dalík Beilstein, which I'm sure you will be, because, you know, again, this is a coin toss between two teams.
Yeah, well, I've picked Dalík from the start as well. So, yeah, I'm not going to stray away from them. Two of the most consistent sides in Intermediate Championship football for not just this year, but pretty much most of the last 3 or 4 years. And I think I'd agree with you in that it should be a terrific spectacle, and there'll be a great atmosphere and a huge crowd, I would say, into Park Tolton on Saturday evening to see it. Coin toss, absolutely 50-50 game. I'd be surprised if there's more than a kick of the ball between the sides when all is said and done.
Yeah, absolutely. And best luck to everybody involved there. We'll move up now to the Ferryhough Steel Senior Football Championship relegation final. It's being played on Sunday in Waterstown at 11:15. And it is the longest reigning senior football team in Mead coming up against Mainalvi. It's Screen against Mainalvi. And again, this is a horrible final. Two really good senior championship teams over the last number of years, and of course Screen, the longest serving one here. I struggle to separate these. I think this is going to be a low scoring game, Davey, but I'm going to side with the experienced Mainalvi side here on this one. The fact that they've got, what is it, 3 county players at their disposal at the minute. I know their team is shook, but Screen's as well is fairly shocking. I'm giving the senior pedigree county players the nod for Mainaldi in this one?
I'm going to go for a draw here. I just can't. I don't know why. I hate to see either of them go down because they've been brilliant, you know, and I think whoever does go down, it could be a long way back up for them, Mickey. I don't see them tuning it on Chocolate. Maybe they will, but I think whoever goes down could struggle and they might find the going hard for the coming years. Screen have made some radical changes in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, Davy Byrne has left. Mick O'Dowd is back in. If rumours are led to be believed, Paddy O'Rourke is on his way back from Australia for this game as well. Mainaldi haven't brought Sean Duggan back to the best of my knowledge, but that could be a good thing maybe for them. I'm not sure. but I'll go for a draw because I'd have no great steer on this at all.
I picked Mainaldi just purely based on that fact that they've got the three county players available to them, and that might be enough just to see them over the line. But it is a horrible relegation final. It really is, to see both of them in there. But one of them will lose in the end and one of them will be playing intermediate football in 2024. Finally, Davy, we are moving on to the Fairy House Steel Senior Football Championship final. Of course, the race for the Keegan Cup. It is the pinnacle of the Mead footballing calendar. We have interviews with Kevin Riley and Shane Duffy from Lacote, and we have Conor Gillespie and Ronan Ryan from Summerhill over on our Loyal Royals podcast, Patreon.com/WeAreMead, for all the full previews of these games. But it's going to be Lacote against Summerhill, Davy. And you picked Summerhill from the start of the year. I picked Lacote from the start of the year. It's fairly simple, isn't it?
Yeah, very simple. Yeah, very simple. I was hoping you wouldn't deviate away from it either, Mickey, or else we'd have to go into hiding. But it's turned into the only real great rivalry that we sort of have in senior nowadays. They are the two best teams in it. They've had very different fortunes in getting to this stage this year. I suppose last year was a lot more straightforward for Rathoath than getting to this stage. This year they've rolled their luck. But they've found a way, and credit to them for that. Summerhill have been probably the more impressive of the two. But their record against Rathoath isn't hectic, to say the very least. So Rathoath will be honing in on that this week. Let's hope for a good game. I think it probably needs a good game. I don't think it's been the best senior championship, to say the very least. And I think we could do it a cracking final. It's live on TG Carra as well on Sunday afternoon. So I think it's important that the spectacle is decent as much as anything. But I do hope it will be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, best luck to all the teams taking the field in either a relegation final or a championship final next weekend. And again, do look out for all of the previews of those finals and relegation finals coming up on our Loyal Royals podcast, Patreon.com/WeAreMead this week.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne and Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne and Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Davy, we've had semi-finals weekend played in men's, in the hurlings, with the hurlers, and with the LGFA. Most of them semi-finals are played, apart from the few that were postponed. But we do have the Camogie semi-finals coming up. Their fixtures are out, and we have them for our listeners just now?
Yeah, starting with the intermediate semi-finals. First up on Sunday at 1 p.m. It's Trim taking on Kilmessan. That's in O'Matney's pitch, but this one on the Trim Road, the new pitch, if you like, not in Bruce Hill. So that's where the first of the semi-finals is, that one on Sunday. Also on Sunday, a little bit later at the time of 1:30 in Trim on the main pitch, it's Navan O'Matney's taking on Nafina. And just a word to say that these finals have to be decided on the day. There's no refixtures or anything like that. So it could go to a 45 taken competition, should it not be sorted after extra time, which would be extraordinary. But anyway, crack on with senior Mickey.
Yeah, absolutely. A charge of €5 per person on entry to these games. And the Camogues would like to thank both Trim and Navan O'Matney for the use of their facilities to allow them to host this double header in both venues, because we do have double headers in both. Have you played in the Trim Road, Davey?
No, have you?
Fantastic pitch. I was out there with the kids a few times, and it's much better than the surface in Paddy O'Brien Park. Fantastic facility that Navan O'Matney's have out there, and great for them that they're able to use that. Now, getting on to the senior championship semi-finals. As we said, these are part of double headers with the intermediate. On Sunday at 3:30, on Trim's main pitch, it will be Nafina against Kiltale. And then in the other semi-final on in the O'Matney's pitch on the Trim Road, throw-in is 3 p.m. and it's Kilmessan against Rathaug. So, you know, again, that should bring, if the weather is fine, that should bring great crowds to both Trim and to Navan O'Matney's new pitch out on the Trim Road. And it's great. It's nearly like a festival of camogie taking place in both places. Great stuff from the camogie committee.
Ah, for sure. And looking at it, like, obviously Kilmessan and Nafina are going to be strong favourites to come through and meet in the final again. But I think they're big occasions for Kiltale and Rathaug that probably need to be called out. And I think they'll be obviously right up for it. And don't be surprised if you see a couple of closer games than people may expect going into them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, best luck to all of the girls taking the field in the Camogie semi-finals. Both of them taking place for the intermediate and senior are taking place in Trim and in Navan O'Matney's new pitch on the Trim Road. So best luck to everybody involved. Davey, we announced our Kiko Sports Team of the Week last week for the semi-finals weekend of the Football Championship. It was an interesting team that we picked because the senior championship semi-finals didn't live up to the billings. They were tight, cagey affairs. But we didn't have the spectacles that we were hoping for.
Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it? The senior games didn't really catch fire whatsoever. Obviously, the conditions were poor, but the more outstanding players to come out of the weekend's games were undoubtedly from intermediate, junior A and junior B. Obviously, some of the defensive performances really stood out. From the senior, so it was a strange team to try and pick.
It was indeed, and it was one of those ones where we were looking back at it, Davey, and we were saying we only had one senior player in the forward line from the two semi-finals, which was a really interesting one. But we'll name the team here now, and we did catch up with our player of the week. We'll announce that in a couple of moments' time if you haven't heard of it already. But the goalkeeper was Shane Duffy. He had a brilliant game in their semi-final victory against Wolf Tones. Very assured in the goals. Full back line was Mark Dempsey, Roland Lynch and Sean O'Hare. Mark Dempsey from Kilbride, Roland Lynch from Penalty and Sean O'Hare from Rathkenny. Quaylon Ward from Wolf Tones, Kyle Tallon from Slane and Keenan Byrne from Dunleek Bellieston made up our half back line. Our midfield pairing was Dara Griffin from Clonmacnoise and Summerhill's Adam Flanagan. Half forward line was Keith Curtis from Rathkenny, Donal Lenehan from St. Peter's Dunboyne, and Marty Mulhall from Bective. And our full forward line was Podge McGowan from Slane, James Cassidy from Rinaldi, and completing the lineup was Josh Harford from Kilbride. Our top scorer on the weekend, Davey, was Marty Mulhall from Bective, won a one goal and eight haul in their relegation match. But our player of the week was James Cassidy from Mainalti. What a performance he put in against your own Cortown in the semi-final. Finished with 7 points. Was it all from play? And every point, a different style of point. It wasn't all the same thing. It was, you know, one was fisted over the bar from a tight angle. The next one was on the loop. The next one was coming on his right. Next one was coming in on the left, shrugging off players. He just showed all of the attributes of a really, really good full forward. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he even had a wide on the evening.
I don't remember one anyway. It was just one of those nights for him. But you're right, it was like a real medley of scores, you know, and each one as good as the next. So what a performance and a worthy winner, Mickey.
Yeah, he was our Blackwater Inn Player of the Week. Our Blackwater Inn Top Scorer of the Week, as we said already, was Marty Mulhall from Bective. But you caught up with James Cassidy in the Blackwater Inn, and yourself and George grilled him.
Delighted to be in the Blackwater Inn. Delighted to be joined by the Blackwater Inn Player of the Week, Mr. James Cassidy from Mainalti. Cass, a little bit of a bittersweet one for me personally, but we wouldn't begrudge you that. Some performance last week, I suppose all attention's now turning to the final a week out.
Yeah, of course. It was good to get over the line against Cortown. We obviously knew yourselves would be a physically tough game, and semi-finals are obviously all about winning. So, as you said, like, attention turns to slaying and few days time, so it's going to be a very difficult game as well, so we're not underestimating them at all.
You had some performance, 7 points, playing in that inside line where we probably aren't so used to seeing you. We know you're versatile and everything like that, but you're more accustomed to playing further back in the pitch. How much are you enjoying this new venture forward?
To be fair, like, I feel like there's less running, so it might be easier on that end, but no, it's all about, I suppose, making quick bursts for the ball and trying to get your first touch right. And I'm really enjoying it this year. I suppose with the league and the earlier games, I was experimenting inside, so I'm happy so far. So it's all about next week.
What about the slaying game initially? You did your knee. Well, yeah. It looked probably worse than it was, and maybe it was feared worse than it actually was. And tell us exactly what happened and how relieved you were, I suppose, to get the good news in the end.
Yeah, so, like, it was literally the last 10 minutes. I remember I went up for a ball, came down very suddenly on the left knee, just jarred it. And I have had previous problems with that knee, so, like, the worst fears came into my head. I did walk off the field, which was a positive, but you do hear of lads that get pretty bad injuries and they sometimes play on even cruciate injuries. So I got a scan quickly enough, and it was just bad bone bruising. So there was a slight sprain of the ligaments as well, the LCL. So it was positive. Like, I got feedback that, like, I probably would be about 2 months. And then, once I had that goal in mind, I knew, like, I'd be back for roughly the last group game. So I suppose the 4 week gap, and then a 2 week gap then after our second game and the Boards Mill game helped as well. So it all, like, worked out in the end.
It's been a great year, obviously, winning the cup and having a great run in the championship so far. You were a little bit unlucky to come down last year, if memory serves me right. Like, you probably felt a bit aggrieved to be relegated against St Dalton, so I suppose that hunger is probably what's drove you on this year.
Definitely it was difficult, in saying that, like, we probably didn't play well last year, but we definitely did perform very well on that night, I felt, against the strong Ultons team. It was a horrible way to go down, obviously, last kick of the game. And unfortunately, it looks like they're struggling again this year, so it just shows maybe there is a bit of a gap between establishing yourself in junior and being a top junior B team. So look, we're just focused on, I suppose, getting a good performance next week, and hopefully things will go right in the day. Just last year was a bit of a motivation going into, I suppose, this year as well, just the way it ended.
What would it mean to obviously go up as winners? We know in recent times you've had final heartbreak, and obviously with the regrade you got brought up without having to win the championship and that. So I'd imagine it'd be significant for the group if you were to get over the line and actually win the championship next weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose it's all about confidence. Like, we do have a young team. I know both teams are going to be very young as well, which is typically the case. So we would have, like, looked at obviously St Bridget's last year and how winning last year kicked on their sort of momentum for this year as well, and they had a very successful year in junior A. So look, it's all about building momentum, and especially for the younger lads. Like, I'm 25 now, so just lads 18, 19, 20, 21, just to have success in them younger years does make a lot in the years down the line. So it's all about winning and bringing that winning mentality to the club as well. So
you look to your recent record against Slane. I know two wins, and they were very narrow wins, but that's key too. Like, they're the only two games that Slane have actually lost this year. So,
yeah.
I mean, that must be something going into the final.
Yeah, no, they've been very impressive. Like, they have, like, been very comprehensive winners over everyone they've played. So, we know their talent up front, and like, they've a lot of lads that can just click. So if one lad has an off day, two or three other lads can step up. They're not relying on one or two individuals. They're a very good team. So yeah, like, we did get over the line against them two games earlier. I wouldn't really read too much into the game in February. That was only a cup game. So definitely it was a big win in the first round, but they're definitely, I suppose, they've been targeting what they probably foreseen as a rematch against us down the line. So look, they'll be ready anyways, and it's all about on the day. I wouldn't read too much into the previous results.
George, we'll bring you in from the Blackwater Inn. You were at the game. How impressed were you with James's performance, and indeed Minolti's as well, in beating Cortown and reaching a final?
Yeah, Minolti were very impressive. James in particular was excellent. Impressed but not surprised, to be fair. I've go to a good lot of games. I've seen James for club level. I've seen him with Mead. I've seen him with the Mead Juniors. He played Mead Junior along with our clubman as well. So delighted for him personally that he was able to get back, because look, we all want to win and we all want our own team to win. But at the end of the day, any sportsman doesn't want to see another lad missing big games in his career. So personally for him, fair play to him for being able to get back, that his knee injury wasn't too bad. And he was excellent on the day. Minolti were very good. I know Cortown were missing a few and all that, and maybe it was an opportunity. Cortown missed a few handy scores in the second quarter that might have asked a few more questions, but it didn't happen on the night, and Minolti were full value for the victory. And probably a word of warning, come back to ourselves. We used to have Kilbride's number, but that doesn't last forever, as James will know. So Slane will be gunning for Minolti, but I think, as I said to you, Davey, once by text, nobody can argue the best two teams are the cream rose to the top, and the best two teams in the Junior A, in the Junior B, sorry, are in the final now. So looking forward to a real good game.
The quality of the 7 points were great as well. They were all very different. You know, some of them were close in, fisted over. Others were long range scores, acute angles. It was a lovely concoction of points from James, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of a licorice all sorts, the fella said. Yeah, really just probably got on top of his game early, maybe got the first score. And as you know yourself, Davey, confidence grows. Forwards are confidence players, and just he had one of those nights where everything he did was worked out. But as you said, a great variety of all different scores. Taking the right option, you know what I mean? Like, there, when you're through, some lads maybe go for goal. There was no need for go for goal in that game, so he fisted it over. So he took the right option all the time, and yeah, he was quite dominant.
Do you prefer being an inside forward to a wing back, or if you had to pick?
To be fair, yeah, this year I felt like I was struggling even earlier on with hamstring injuries. So I don't know. It's all about fitness. Like, you have to be very fit to play at the field. I feel like you can get away a bit more with being less fit when you're inside, because it's all about explosive speed and just making sprints. So yeah, obviously if I was fully fit, you'd probably prefer to be out the field getting a more ball. But look, I don't mind anywhere I play. It's like, I'm going to enjoy it anyways, as long as you're winning.
Well, enjoy the final, and we wish you all the best, and well done for this.
Perfect. Thanks, Davey. Thanks very
Cheers,
much.
Cheers, Cass.
Davey, it's now time to move on to our Lotto segment. I'm presuming that the PROs have been in contact with you.
I have indeed, Mickey. The first one I have up is from Walterstown, and their results from last night. The numbers drawn were 7, 21, 22, and 27. They had no jackpot winner. They did have two match three winners, who were Evie O'Toole and Mary McGinley, and next week's jackpot is worth €8,700. Minolti are next in from Sunday night as well, and their jackpot at €3,200 wasn't won. 8, 11, 14, and 24, their numbers. One match three winner, who was Brian Cahill, and he receives €200, which is lovely. And the special online prize of €50 went to John McCabe. Next week's draw takes place on Sunday, and it's worth €3,400. Cortown are next in from last Friday night, the 29th of September. €16,200 of a jackpot wasn't won. 13, 16, 27, and 30, the numbers. Five €20 winners were Kieran Shields, David Brady, JJ and Bridget Mackin. James Jackson and Julie Carey. The €250 Keating's Oil voucher went to Adam Downs. And next week's jackpot rolls on to €16,300. You can play it at cortowngaa.com/lotto. Drumbarra are next up, and their results from last week, 7, 10, 15 and 23. Their numbers, €3,400 on offer, wasn't won. €30 winners were Martin Ford, Barry Monaghan, Tommy and Lisa, Charlie Campbell and Bailey Carey. Navin O'Matney's in next, and their jackpot from last week wasn't won. Their numbers were 1, 3, 26 and 27. Match 3 winners were Yvonne Timmins, Sarah Murtha, Amy Costello and Craig Nolan. Next draw takes place on the 3rd of October, which is tomorrow night, and they've got €12,950 on offer. Kilmainham from last Monday night, the 25th of September, no winner of their one. 3, 4, 11 and 25. The numbers, €9,200. Not one. Or sorry, that's for this week, I should say. 5 lucky dip winners, each receiving €20, were Barry Lynch, Ian Coleman, Declan Black, Peter Madden and Stephen Tormey. Manalvi from last Monday night as well, 7, 13, 15 and 16. No jackpot winner. 3 €20 winners were Paddy McElliott, Martin Ryan and Paul Keneally. Next draw takes place tonight. It's worth €4,800 and you can play it at manalvigfc.ie or on the Club Force app. Longwood from last week, last Monday night as well, jackpot at €2,000, not one. Lucky dip winners were Mary Malone, Flynn Rigney and Nuala Brangan. The numbers drawn were 3, 8, 21 and 22. They move on with €2,100 tonight. And that is it from me from last week.
No bother, Davey. So from Kilmainham Wood last week on Monday the 25th, the numbers drawn were 3, 10, 17 and 24. There was no jackpot winner. 5 lucky dip winners, each receiving €20, were Niall Farley, Catherine Collins, Gary Gargan, Paddy Madden and Kevin Kerr of Fergals. And this week's lotto, taking place tonight, Monday night, is €3,600. Moving on then to the Centrestown's lotto that took place last Tuesday night, the 26th of September. The lotto numbers drawn were 6, 18, 20 and 24. The jackpot was €5,400 and there was no winner of that jackpot. The 5 €25 winners were Clodagh Lawler, Mick Dillon, Pat Smith, Paul Gary and JJ O'Carroll. This week's lotto was massive, €5,500. And then on to Simonson's lotto last Friday night, the 29th. The jackpot was €3,950. There was no jackpot winner. The numbers drawn were 10, 13, 21, and 22. The lucky dip winners were Andrew Burlingham, the Maroneys and Kian McGrath. All good stalwarts of Simonson winning there in the lucky dip. Next week's lotto on the 6th of October, it's Friday evening, will be €4,000 and play it online. And Davey, he also, like Jelly always loves to throw in a little line at the end. Any truth to you being in the away section of Oriel Park Friday night for the Loud Derby? And he has the two hands over the face emojis. Davey, I can confirm now for Jelly, no, that wasn't me. The kids on a Friday night, I don't go anywhere on a Friday.
Yeah, especially not to League of Ireland games. I was thinking that.
I'd love to.
Yeah. I'm sure you could still probably get a game for some of them. anyway, we'll move on to Instagram, will we?
I think it is time to move on to Instagram. All right.
Okay, we'll start with Niall Tully. And he said, we're told to do the double. They've never done it before, but they'll never have a better chance, will they?
Was it Navin O'Matney's the last team to do it? When I checked that out last year,
yeah,
I think they did it in the 80s or something like that. Because Rathod were on for the double last year, weren't they? They were beaten in the final by Trim. It'd be an amazing feat if they were to do it. But Kildare, who are playing in their 8th final of the year, will have a say in that one.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone.
Automower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised Automower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Sandra Crosby said Duleek Bellewstown are going up.
Again, Rakeni will have a say in that, so they will, but they very well could be. There's the old adage, you know, you have to lose one to win one.
It's going to be a lot of this for Instagram Interactive. Eamon Ford next up, and he said Manalvi are staying up.
Screen will have something to say about that.
Sean Gillespie said Rakeni seniors are winning the intermediate.
Well, touché, Duleek Bellewstown will have something to say. Look, I tell you one thing, you know, there's a lot of excitement, isn't there? And you know what? It's brilliant to see the excitement. Some of these people will be right, some of them will be wrong.
Yeah, Sean Barrett said the same, Rakeni. One thing you can't argue with is lucky to be working saying that Jack Walsh is a Navan athlete.
Yeah, Navan of Atlee's athlete, so he is, without a shadow of a doubt. Good baller. Good soccer player, good hurler. That's an athlete, if you ask me.
Very much so. Jamie Flaherty said, imagine VAR in the GAA.
Well, do you know what? You couldn't imagine VAR in the GAA because how do you explain to VAR that the rules are at the discretion of the referee? You know, that's the worst ever word that was brought into the rules of Gaelic football. It's at the discretion of the referee. So it's at the discretion of VAR. VAR can just do whatever he wants. Most of the referees do.
And if they can't get it right at professional level soccer, I'm not sure how they're going to get it right at amateur level GAA. But
yeah, anyway. Incredible.
Robert Purfield said, must be the wettest hurling championship on record.
Yeah, like, you know, we've been talking about that throughout the football and the havoc it's wreaked with the games across the ladies and the men's over the last number of weeks. But can you imagine trying to play hurling in that? And you'd be expecting the last 6 or 8 weeks of the summer and autumn to be beautiful and to be playing lovely hurling. But the hurling hasn't let us down, though. It's been good and high quality.
Yeah, absolutely. Darragh too, he said, Duleek to make a show of Rathkenny. Well,
wow. That's been pinned up in the dressing room, I'd say, already for Rathkenny, because there is the possibility that Duleek Bellewstown could go on and do that. But this is a Rathkenny side who are seasoned. And when they lose, they don't lose by a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Alan McCormick said, Hon Kildaki, the treble is on.
Really is. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And what a feat that would be if they were to do it, to win all three championships and to have played in all 8 finals that they of competitions that they entered this year. It's just
astonishing.
Madness. Yeah.
Finishing it off with Shane Mangan, and he said the national anthem being played off a phone in Park Tolton, message notifications too. Oh wow. I hope there weren't Tinder notifications.
was it your phone they used, was it?
Oh, no. I didn't make it back to Park Tolton, but
did you hear this? Did you hear it at all?
No, I didn't. I didn't, to be honest with you. We get some strange renditions of Aaron Levine in Park Tolton. I think the one good thing that we can pull from it looking forward to this weekend is I'd imagine the anthem is going to be sung in real time and we won't have to listen to Tinder notifications and all sorts of renditions of Aaron Levine, hopefully.
Grinder and a whole lot, like, yeah. well, if you're going to mention Tinder, you got to mention Grinder. You got to include everybody here, Davey, the whole lot, like. But, WhatsApp messages coming through while they were on the Vihinta is being played. I just, look, you wonder, we'll have to find out whose phone it was that was being used and why were they using the phone? That's another thing. Let's hope that while they're singing the national anthem next weekend during the finals, that they don't have to stop to answer a phone call or something like that. That'll be the next thing. But Davey, we're looking forward to next weekend's finals. It's the culmination of a year's work for all eight teams involved, and four of them are going to leave with trophies, and four of them are going to leave thinking what could have been.
That's the beauty of it, and that's what we absolutely love about it, isn't it, Mickey? You're going to see the highs and lows across the weekend, obviously.
Is there replays?
No, I don't. I don't think so. I stand to be corrected on that, but I don't think so.
Okay, so extra time.
Rateau should hope not.
Because, yeah.
No, I think it's extra time and penalties potentially. So yeah, loads to look forward to. You wouldn't rule it out in any of the finals, would you? And the relegation the same, to be honest with you. So it's going to be a terrific weekend of highs and lows, and we can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, best luck to everybody taking the field next weekend, and of course we will be reviewing all those finals after the results come true next weekend. Well, that's it from this episode of your We Are Mead podcast. Remember, We Are Mead, why matters.